I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In California, voters weigh in Tuesday on whether to legalize marijuana for recreational use. They're not the only ones paying attention. Proposition 19 is being closely watched south of the border. Washington has long demanded that Latin America take a hard line on drugs. But as California voters consider a softer approach, some Latin American leaders say it's time to rethink the war on drugs. John Otis reports from the Colombian capital, Bogota.
At a presidential summit in Colombia this week, the push to legalize marijuana in California dominated the agenda. Mexican President Felipe Calderón chided the United States for trying to criminalize and legalize drugs at the same time. Costa Rican President Laura Chinchilla called it a contradictory message to Washington's partners in the war on drugs. Then there was Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, who mused about the possibility of exporting bales of potent Colombian weed to the massive California market.
I'm wondering if the eighth largest economy in the world, a state that's famous for high technology, movies, and fine wine, will now permit marijuana imports into its market.
Latin American leaders have good reason for their frustration and sarcasm. American drug policy, they say, is riddled with double standards.
Lo que nosotros entendemos es que siempre ha habido en esto una doble moral. Siempre. Esto no es nuevo.
That's Augusto Pérez, the former head of the Colombian government's drug abuse prevention program.
La guerra a la marihuana en los años 70 que acabó con los cultivos de marihuana en Colombia.
He recalls how the U.S. pressured Colombia to eradicate its marijuana crop in the 1970s. The Colombians complied, only to watch California become a major cannabis producer. At Washington's behest, Colombia and Mexico have spent billions and sacrificed thousands of lives fighting cocaine cartels whose main customers are American drug users. Yet none of this seems to be working. Cartels have been destroyed in Colombia but have resurfaced in Mexico. Drugs remain cheap and plentiful on U.S. streets. And as more U.S. states move to legalize marijuana for medical or casual use, Colombian President Santos says world leaders must come up with a new strategy.
If all we are doing is sending our citizens to prison, while elsewhere drugs are legalized, we must ask ourselves, isn't it time to revise the global strategy against drugs?
Santos is the latest high-profile figure to question the zero-tolerance approach. Last year, three former Latin American presidents issued a report calling for the decriminalization of marijuana. Instead of trying to eliminate drugs, they recommended so-called harm reduction measures aimed at reducing the damage caused by illegal narcotics. One of the report's authors is Cesar Gaviria. He was Colombia's president in the 1990s when the country was plagued by car bombs and murders ordered by drug lord Pablo Escobar.
You have to admit that U.S. drug policy has failed. So please, change it. Don't force us to sacrifice thousands of lives for a strategy that doesn't work simply because American politicians lack the courage to change course.
Though there's been little change at the federal level, drug law reforms are bubbling up from the state level. Cash-strapped California could reap more than $1 billion annually by taxing the legal sales of marijuana. Ethan Nadelman is executive director of the New York-based Drug Policy Alliance, which supports the California referendum, known as Proposition 19.
Prop 19, if it passes, will not change very much on the ground in Latin America in terms of the flow of drugs or drug enforcement or drug markets. What it will do is to help encourage and legitimize a debate within Latin America similar to the one now going on in California and other parts of the United States.
The latest California polls show opponents of Proposition 19 with a slim lead over its supporters. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.